Well, Dan Brown, the author of Da Vinci Code, has a new mystery. Listen to this.
I'm into something here that I cannot understand.
We are in the middle of a war, one that's been going on forever. To protect a secret so powerful that if revealed, it would devastate the very foundations of mankind.
What are you talking about?
You asked what would be worth killing for. Witness the biggest cover-up in human history.
Well, maybe it's not a cover-up, but it is a mystery. That's from the Da Vinci Code, the movie. Tom Holbrook joins us. He's the owner of River Run Bookstore in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Why is Dan Brown's new book the top seller on Amazon.com weeks before it was even available for sale?
Well, one is advertising, one is media, but I think what a lot of people forget is that the Da Vinci Code was really fascinating and attention-grabbing. It's several years now, and we look back, and when you think about it, you tend to think about, oh, the biggest selling book ever, what a bestseller, it sold a million books. But at the time, what grabbed people was that it was a sort of hand grenade of a book. It seemed like a thriller, but it just unpacked all of these crazy ideas that, while they'd been around for a long time, the average person maybe didn't know about. And
It was the perfect, Da Vinci Code was the perfect conspiracy theorist's book because it basically said all these weird little symbols around you have a secret meaning. And here's the story behind it, right?
Yes, except that it wasn't, if only conspiracy theorists were into it, it wouldn't have sold millions of copies. It sort of awakened the conspiracy theorists in all of us, I think. But also people, again, latch onto that. For me personally, I was very fascinated with the art and the science that was in that book. So I think people have forgotten the many, many ways it intrigued, and I think the lost symbol's probably going to do the same thing for people.
Well, the marketers seem to have forgotten that Da Vinci Code was a word-of-mouth bestseller that grew out of readers telling other readers, you have to read this, you have to read this, you have to read this. Does Lost Symbol work as a standard blockbuster where everybody's got to get it, like, right off the bat?
I think everyone's going to want to get it right off the bat or within the first couple days, so because nobody wants the surprise, spoiled. And for a lot of people with the Da Vinci Code, it was word of mouth, but also it was a very sophisticated marketing campaign that built that word of mouth. It was, I think it was groundbreaking in that Random House made sure a copy of that book was in as many booksellers' hands 6 months before it came out as possible.
Well, for the Lost Symbol, not as though Portsmouth, New Hampshire is, the Times Square of the reading public world, but what was it like at midnight outside your store?
It was pretty quiet, actually. I don't think it didn't have the fervor, have to know what happens of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, but again, I think the media obviously is all whipped up about it, but I think the average reading public has sort of forgotten what made the Da Vinci Code really interesting, and it's the same thing. They're gonna start hearing about the book, and they're gonna start hearing about what it's about, and I think it'll be huge.
Well, we'll see if the Lost Symbol will remind them. The books are certainly stacked up there at River Run Bookstore that Tom Holbrook owns in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.